Well, good morning, everyone. Sounds like everyone can hear us on Zoom, so that's good. Thought we could get started this morning looking at Psalm number 90, and just in light of the new year coming in this week and reflecting on time and how we use our time, thought we could just read through and just a public reading of Scripture this morning, meditate on Psalm 90 a little bit before we take prayer requests. If you have anything to pray about, we'll have some time to do that. Let's pray before we read. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this gathering, for this time, Lord, for those who are on Zoom, for those who are here, that you brought us all here, Lord, with all the travels this week, Lord, protecting all of us. And just thank you for being able to meet together. Thank you for this psalm, Lord. We pray that you would give us a heart of wisdom, Lord, to know how to best use our time, Lord, going into the new year, but Lord, every day leading up to it this week, Lord, that we would redeem our time. And we need your help with that. And we pray that you would bless the reading of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Psalm number 90, starting in verse 1. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, return, O children of man, for 1,000 years in your sight, or but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed, and in the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger, by your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you've afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be shown to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands. Upon us, yes, establish the work of our hands. So just reading a little commentary about the context of this psalm, and the this is written by Moses, and the context is really, you have the, you know, past sin and rebellion of the children of Israel in the background. And I think some of that's brought out in verses 7 through 11, or highlighted when the psalmist talks about the anger of the Lord, the wrath, being under the wrath of God. And so, you know, the psalm really starts off talking about God being a dwelling place to all generations, and it sets up God's eternality. You know, it's a contrast there, talking about God's, God is always there. He's always been our dwelling place for as long as there's been a generation. He's been the dwelling place, and he was there before the earth was formed. He was always there. He's everlasting. And then contrasting verses 3 and 4, how brief man's life is, the frailty of it, how quickly he passes by. 1,000 years in God's sight is like yesterday when it has passed. It's like a watch in the night. You think of the longest life recorded in the Bible that we see is under 1,000 years. So even that is just like a breath. It's fleeting. It happens compared to a watch in the night. And passes like a dream compared to grass that is renewed in the morning, it flourishes, and in the evening it withers. So just contrasting man's life to God's life. And then in verses 7 through 11, talking about God's wrath and his anger and spending years of our life under this wrath. And I think there is where you see a reflection on Israel's rebellion. But you could read more into that and study more on that. But there's a prayer request that comes out in the last part in light of that wrath, in light of that rebellion that's happened. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And that comes off of this verse 11, which after talking about God's wrath and spending time and wasting years under the consequences of rebellion, verse 11, who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So there's a question there. Who really uses wisdom to understand rightfully your wrath and the severity of it, and applies the proper reverence and love and fear that's due you? Who does that? And then launching in the prayer request, teach us to number our days. Teach us to have that proper fear and apply priorities and a pecking order that would be pleasing to God there. Teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. A prayer for satisfaction in the morning with God's steadfast love. So that orders things, that prioritizes a life. There's application of wisdom there. Make us glad as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. There's a prayer there for redemption of hard times, evil days, whether it be brought on by rebellious Israelites and or just seeing evil things under sin. There's a prayer for redemption there. Make us glad for as many days as you've afflicted us. And then let your work be shown to your servants and your glorious power to their children. So show me what I should be doing. Show me what I should be found doing. And show your power to our children, the next generation. Carry that forward. And let the favor of the Lord be upon us. That's a prayer request. So I thought, and then establish the work of your hands upon us. And that's repeated. I thought this was good to reflect on because we need that. We have milestones in life, and man, every person has different milestones, Ebenezers, things that really change the course of their life, or they can differ for all of us. And then, of course, we are time-bound creatures, so we observe time. And so just naturally thinking about the new year and people make resolutions, we could have this knowledge and this wisdom of how to truly number our days and think about what's important and not discount small things and not discount small days and being faithful in little things. My brother was telling me, Jesse, that they're in Missouri now. We were visiting. They came to our house for a night and they spent the rest of the week with my parents. And so we caught up this weekend with them. We're talking and catching up, and he said, man, there was something terrible that happened while we were here. They're driving back from Houma, and him and his family were the first ones basically to drive up to this terrible accident that had happened. And, you know, he's a nurse practitioner, so he jumped out, and one vehicle was, the person walked out, they were okay. The other one was in the ditch, and really, he said both of these vehicles were crushed. And so he said there's a young lady there who, my legs hurt, and he's looking at her legs, and I mean, they're just wrapped and mangled and really terrible situation. So they had to airlift this lady to New Orleans, and he said she was all contorted, and he was worried she wouldn't make it. And apparently she was an epileptic and had diabetes, so they think she head-on collision somebody. Anyway, it was just terrible to hear. And that would have happened like maybe Tuesday, right before Christmas. And just thinking about, like, you know, he was telling me this, and he said, you know, we didn't even drive on that road the next day because it was just so shocking, you know, it was crazy and just freaky that it happened. And it got me thinking about all the times that, and we have these little things in our lives, and death really brings things to light and helps you prioritize. But, you know, how often we discount like Monday. And that's what the way the world talks. Oh, it's Monday. You know, thank God it's Friday. And just redeeming time on a not special day, you know, just redeeming an hour, just redeeming a Monday, a Tuesday, and really being open to what the Lord has, because you might get in a head-on collision with someone who's having a, you know, an issue, a health issue while they're driving, and couldn't be helped. It wasn't a bad thing they did. They weren't drinking, and you know, you could get killed right then and there. So anyway, I don't know this lady's name. Pray for her if you think about it. I don't know what happened to her, but that kind of that was kind of a thought I had reading through this. It's like, man, I wonder if she was thinking, I wish I had prioritized a little better. Or, I don't know, you know, I might meet God, I might die, you know. We should have that thought. We shouldn't always be afraid of death, but we should be able to prioritize our days and think, Monday is what I got right now. I'm going after Monday. See what the Lord wants me to do today. And then 2020, how we've discounted 2020 is the worst year ever, I think. And we've all done it. I know I've made those comments too, but we're pretty prideful, I think, to assume that 2021 is going to be so much better. You know, I mean, we always should have a hopeful heart and look to the Lord. But this was just a good reminder to level set and get ready for the new year, and seek to have the wisdom to really number our days, really understand what the Lord has us to do in a given moment, just little pieces of days that really matter for eternity. So anyway, that's my thoughts on Psalm 90. Encourage you to read it going into the new year this week. Study it a bit more, but wanted to reflect. So thankful for the ones that we saw this Thanksgiving and Christmas who are still here, still there to be prayed for when they don't know the Lord, family members. And I would ask for prayer, for open up prayer time. Just asking for lost loved ones, echoing that request. In light of these things, and I'll open this up, any prayer requests that we can pray together about this morning. And on Zoom, just speak up if you have anything, or if you want to drop it in the chat, we'll take a look.
Just by way of an update, my brother's wife's family, her mom passed away shortly after I asked for prayer for them a day or two later. So she had leukemia, and it was pretty rapid decline after the last few rounds of chemo. Her grandma, who had a collapsed spine, has COVID now. But she's actually, oddly enough, improved as well in her overall condition. So the woman keeps, I think, exceeding expectations for, like, overcoming crazy health issues and stuff. So she's doing okay. Her uncle, though, is still not doing very well. He had aneurysms behind his heart that they were inoperable or something. So yeah, he's not doing well and probably will pass away in the next few days. So you can continue to pray for them. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Also, a lot of you know right now, she had a really crazy week. Her car was stolen out of their driveway over Christmas Day. And then it was recovered a day or two later. And she had a really beautiful comment and testimony about it. Just texting with Lauren yesterday and just I don't know what was her.
Why God is being so gracious to me, because everybody's going through all these struggles and people are dying, and then God's just gracious to me in this little area. And so I texted her back and I said, to encourage me, to encourage a lot of other people, that even in mundane little things, like not mundane, but even in smaller situations, to me it'd be horrible. I mean, my heart would be stolen. I didn't think it was very small.
Yeah.
But still, I'm very encouraging to other people that God still answers prayers and he's, you know, encouraging his people. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could they hear? I'm just
sorry.
It's okay.
Just in case I didn't hear, Josh asked for prayer for the family members who are struggling with health issues and pretty serious there. And, you know, Lauren mentioned Raynell Bryant, who just recently had a carjacking experience and really had a really good testimony about that, a good attitude in light of everyone else's trial. So that was encouraging. I have a request here. Pray for Dustin's brother, James, and his wife, Laura. Unspoken request, lift them up. Thinking about that family that you mentioned, do you know their names? From Kirksville?
Yeah,
the Browns. The Browns. And her husband had a massive heart attack, 48 years old, on Christmas Eve. Just someone you went to school with?
It was an acquaintance I had from our hometown, you know, friends on Facebook, and the husband just suddenly had a heart attack on Christmas Eve, and he was gone. They have one daughter who's in high school, so
yeah.
It's one of those sudden things that you don't see coming.
Pray for salvation there. Anything else? Well, why don't we go to the Lord in prayer? Feel free to pray as you feel led, and I can start us off. And Josh, would you mind closing us? Thanks. Dear Lord, we're thankful that you are a dwelling place, Lord, that you are everlasting, that you are unchanging. And Lord, that you care about our frailty, and you care about our short lives that are past like a day's worth of grass revitalized in the morning and withering it in the evening, and like a watch in the night, even though that's the reality of our lives under the curse of sin. Lord, you care about our small trials, Lord. They're not small to you. You care about them, and you're actually using them, Father. You actually are making us more like your precious son through them. Lord, we trust you with that. We know you care about them all. Lord, we lift up these requests to you, Father. The ones that weren't mentioned, the people who aren't here that have requests, Lord, that are unspoken, who are thinking about their needs right now, Lord, we lift them up to you in our frailty, Lord, not remembering every detail, but knowing that you have every detail, Lord. I don't know the update, Lord, but I think of Miss Claudia and her sister and the need there, Father, and just pray for your grace there on the situation. Lord, I think of Josh's family, Lord, hurting and struggling and sickness and loss, Father. Lord, the need for salvation in some cases, Father, we pray that your hand would be there. Lord, that those who know you, who are in the situation, would shine as a light, draw souls to you, Father. And those who are grieving, that would draw them to you if they don't know you. Lord, think of this couple, we don't know them very well, that we heard about, Lord, losing a pretty young husband, Father, on Christmas Eve, Lord, the family, the kids. I pray that you would be there, Lord, that you would use that, Lord, not for judgment, not for wrath, but to save, Father. They need your grace, Lord. They need your saving grace, Father, as far as we know. sort of think of this woman I mentioned, we don't know her name, who got in this wreck. She would intervene there, Lord. And Lord, we look to you today. We think of Dustin's brother, Lord, this unspoken request that you would glorify your name by showing grace there, Lord, and answering these prayer requests, Father, and encouraging your saints, Lord, through those answers. Lord, we ask that you would teach us to number our days, Father, that you would give us a heart of wisdom, that we could be found faithful every day in the small things, Lord, that we wouldn't discount them, wouldn't devalue the small things, Father, that matter, Lord, to you, that you look at, Lord, the mundane, that we would have a renewed energy and strength to glorify you in those things. We thank you, Lord, that you brought us this far. We thank you through all the trials, Lord, of this year, that you've given so much grace, Lord, for every person who, Lord, I've heard and gone through a terrible trial. I've heard of others who you've blessed in light of that, Lord, and you continue to uphold your saints who are struggling, and Lord, keep your saints who are in abundance, Father, from running from you in their abundance, Lord. And thank you for your steadfast love, Lord, that keeps your saints. Lord, I pray for this body this morning, virtual and present, Lord, that you would unify, and you would unify us around Christ and our love for him, and that you would help us, Father, to glorify you in the preaching of your word, in the hearing of it preached, in the singing, Lord, praises to you, that you would help us to focus on what we're singing about, Lord, what we're preaching about, what we're hearing, Lord. Guide us through distractions and just own this time, Father, we pray in Jesus' name.
Lord, we come to you with just gracious, thankful, hopeful hearts, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives, for everything that you are. Lord, in the season of your son's birth, this holiday that we just celebrated with friends and family, and perhaps we're even continuing to celebrate in the days afterwards, Lord. And just so mindful of the greatest gift that was ever given, Lord, and that is your son coming into this this world and buying each of us from death and destruction and eternity apart from you, Lord. And thank you so much for that hope, for that reason to live, for the very life itself, Lord, that you've given us purpose and you've given us direction, that you've put us into this body of believers together, Lord. It's really so much to be thankful for with the Spirit pleading on our behalf, with grumblings too deep for words, Lord, because even saying those words just does not feel anywhere near even a drop of doing it justice, Lord. How at just the right time, while we were yet sinners, Christ came and died for us, Lord. Pray, Lord, that it would also not be cliche or just something we say, but that Christmas would be something that we would remember throughout the year, not just for this season, not just so we can move on to the next thing, like planning for a new year or any of that, Lord, but that you would be the centerpiece of all of that, all of our thoughts, all of our hopes, all of our desires, Lord. Echo so many of the things that John just mentioned, Lord, just Lord, as creatures of eternity and as creatures who are not just defined by the here and now, Lord, that we come across people every day who really are. They are caught up in the here and now. They have no plan for the future. They couldn't care less about you or your ways or your life or the reason that you created anyone. And Lord, we pray that we would have a burden for them. We would remember also, Lord, that your spirit goes with us, and that makes us light and darkness. We have no reason to hide that or to fear it or to worry about it, Lord, because we can trust in you to do a great work through us in their lives. We just lift up the lost to you right now, Lord. We thank you so much for putting them in our sphere of influence and for giving us an eternal message of that hope and glory that we just mentioned. Lord, we pray for the many prayer requests that were offered up. I lift up my sister-in-law's family, Lord. We thank you that you brought reconciliation amongst her and her siblings. But Lord, there are several of the people in her family that are lost, Lord. And I pray that in this reconciliation, in this time of grief and difficulty with her mom and grandma and uncle, that it would be an opportunity for your you to be glorified, Lord, for the gospel to be shared, for it not just to be earthly, temporary family reconciliation, Lord, but them to hear the message of eternity, Lord, and for them to be reconciled unto you. Also lift up this couple that John and Elizabeth mentioned, Lord, this unexpected death of the husband. Just pray that you would touch everyone in that situation, Lord, that not only would you get glory for it, but that again, there would be light shown in darkness. If there is anyone lost, that would be a testimony. Lord, it's difficult in those struggles and in those moments to call out to you and thank you for the struggles. Thank you for the loss in the temporary, and to trust you that you're doing it for a bigger and ultimate glorifying purpose for yourself, and even a purpose that is further sanctifying us, Lord. But we pray even as these holidays are around us, Lord, when some of those losses are very acute and very in front of us, Lord, the people that aren't sitting at the table with us over dinner, that we would be mindful of the eternal bigger picture of your glory and the ministry and what you're doing in this world, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the direction of this church. Lots of decisions face us, Lord, and lots of opportunities potentially, Lord, but we pray that we would not be blinded by what sounds good or looks pretty, but that we would be wholly listening to you and your voice and your spirit, just guiding us in direction, guiding us in where to meet and how to go about doing that, guiding us in good decisions to make around how we continue to meet online and in person. And we just pray that we would lean on you completely for all of that, Lord, and we would trust you with that decision and with our future. We lift up the rest of this service to you, Lord. May it all be glorifying to you. And thank you so much for the refreshing, just that it's refreshing, Lord, to be amongst your people, to have an opportunity to celebrate the birth of your son, which we continue to do today, even though today is, even though Christmas is a few days past, Lord. To look forward to all the wonderful things that you have planned for your glory in the coming year, Lord. We thank you that you brought us through 2020, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything, Lord, and we just trust you with the future. Even though uncertainty reigns with changes in politics and the health of the world, and Lord, you still sit upon your throne. That's not in any way in jeopardy. That is not in any way even impacting that, Lord, and we pray that we would find full trust in that, Lord. We thank you so much for another day to glorify you. Gather together, Lord. We just give you this entire morning. May it be glorifying to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.